Hello?
Hey, is this Zach?
No, this is Forrest. I'm Zach's boss.
Okay, Forrest. I've been put off for 3 months, and I need y'all to cancel my contract with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He tricked me initialing it over my phone. He told me it was just a routine, that it wasn't, I need to get out of it. I don't care if I wait 4 months. I'm still not going to sell to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because he promised me on Monday we were closed, and he came up with some excuses and unbelievable. I need you to let me out of the contract.
So we want to, we want everything to go forward on this deal. It's just,
I'm not happy. So I don't care how long you think when that day comes up, when the contract's out, I'm out. I have somebody else that's willing to finish up next week, and I'm going to go with him. But I told him if I have to wait, if they're going to give us a hard time, because he tricked me. He tricked me. He told me, no, this is just a couple initials to verify that we had a contract. No, it was a new contract to make it go even further. But the agent that was talking to yesterday, he's going to call y'all too and ask y'all to just let me go, because she's waited 3 months and he's willing to close with me next week. But if I have to wait till October 26th, then I will. I still won't sign with y'all. I won't sell.
Eleanor, the problem is that we could have closed by now, but we just have an access issue. And in the original agreement,
He got access in.
Yes, we got in there one time, and we need to get in there again to do another inspection.
He did one time. That's all he needed. See, there's another story. See, I just went out of the contract. I'm not gonna let you in anymore. I'm not gonna have any more to do with y'all. If I have to wait 2 years, I'll wait 2 years. But I don't have to wait 2 years. By law in this country, I can move on, because I can. But I'm trying to do the right thing and get out of a contract that he tricked me into saying it's just an initial saying that we had a contract. No, it's an initial saying that he wanted more time. And he said he only needs to go in one time. Now the story's changing again. You need more to get in. You're just killing time. But I'm not going to sign with you. I'm not going to sell to you, regardless how long I have to wait. I don't have to sell. Bottom line. But I'm hoping you do the right thing, since I waited 3 months to just let me out. And the other guy, the other investor, he's going to call you too and just ask y'all to do the right thing. So I know he's going to let me get, finish up next week. He's already done a walkthrough. I've already signed.
How come he was able to do a walkthrough so easily, but we weren't?
He was easy to get a walkthrough.
I've been there myself and tried to get in there.
The walkthrough game. I'm not going to sell to you. I'm not going to sell. That's. I just hope you do the right thing and let me out, because I waited 3 months. 3 months. I'm not going to sell to you. So please let me out of the contract, because he tricked me. He tricked me and said it's just an initial thing. We had a contract. No, it's another whole 30 days. And he said, Monday we'll close. And then Monday came around. He said, we need to get in the house again. And I'm like, no, you said just one time. So keep your word. Make your words honorable. But I'm just giving you heads up. I'm not selling to y'all. Because I waited 3 months, and then y'all coming up with another walkthrough. But he walked through. I'm not saying it was easy, but I warned him plenty of times with their disabilities, and I told him he didn't believe, I guess he didn't believe me that it was that until he actually got a walkthrough. He got the walkthrough. She gave him a hard time, but then she cooled off and let him do a walkthrough. And that's all I can do. And he said, okay, that's fine, just one walkthrough. Now you're saying a second walkthrough. Now, see, there's too many lies. So I'm never going to sell to you. I'm not. So I hope when the other agent calls y'all, y'all just say, I'll let her out of the contract. She's not going to let us do any more walkthroughs. That's all I need you to do. I know y'all have plenty of places. You don't, you know, you're not, you know, it's not going to hurt you to just let me go. You know, I'm not going to go with y'all, and I'm going to give you a bad review if you don't let me go off this contract, because he tricked me, and I'm going to put it on Facebook that he tricked me by saying it's just to say we had a contract. That's not true. It's another 30 days, and I don't care if I wait 2 years. I'm not going to sell to y'all. So you can make me wait the 30 days, no problem. But I want out, because I think a lie is wrong. To lie to somebody, and now you're saying you need another walkthrough. He told me only one walkthrough, and that was a lie, because now you want another walkthrough. So you're just trying to prolong. But what's happened is that I'm not selling. I'm not giving you any more walkthroughs. I'm not giving you anything. I want out. And that's the bottom line. I want out. And I'm going to have the other guy call y'all. Will you let me out of that dishonest agreement?
Well, first off, I don't know that it is a dishonest agreement. I think that, you know, I'd have to.
A liar? You're calling me a liar. Okay. Good.
But
good
I know call. That my agreements aren't dishonest. And our agreement says that, you know, we have reasonable access to the property to take a look at it. The reason why this took so long is because we didn't have reasonable access to the property. You said so yourself just now that, you know, we, you know, had issues in the beginning getting access, and I agree with you. You're right. You know, we had issues, and so that's why it took longer than possible than it should have, and that's why, you know, we're in this position where you're upset and, you know, you're frustrated with the situation, and I get it, because this one just took longer because of the access issues. We read your lease that you have with them. I personally read the lease that you have with them, and it looks like, you know, they took advantage of you on that lease, and you have, you know, very restrictive access to that. And, you know, believe me when I say that we've really, really tried hard to, you know, work on this deal and get this to a closable position. It's just that, you know, the access, which you and I both agree was challenging, is still an issue. So we would like to, you know, fulfill our agreement with you, but, you know.
No, I guess I'll have to wait. I'm not signing any more stuff with y'all. I'm not signing anything over to you. I can wait for 30 days.
So I'm sorry that you feel that way.
And I will put it on Facebook. I want out.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. Really.
Just do the right thing and let me out. And y'all will have a great day. And y'all won't have to worry about walking through the door anymore. I went out of the agreement because he lied to me. He told me it was just to say that we had an agreement. He lied. And now it's just too much. I want out. I want out, and I can get out. And the other guy's going to try to call you and just let her out. Let her out, because I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change my mind. Just let me out of this contract so I can move on. That would be the honorable thing to do, since I've been waiting 3 months to help. And then he said Monday he called and said, I need another walkthrough. But we agreed on just one walkthrough. So I went out. So I'm going to give the guy this number, and I hope you'll pick up when he calls. to let me out of this contract. I hope you do the right thing. I tried, you know, and but I'm not going to sell to you. If I have to wait, I'll wait. But I'm not going to sell to you. I can't. I've been shoved around, and probably when the 30 days up, you'll find something else to try to get me to sign another 30 days. I'm not going to do it because he said we close on Monday, and nobody called me. I called him. Well, and then he said, I got to do another walkthrough. And I said, no. Okay, I'm going to get the other investor to call y'all.
Able to get access
hopefully,
quickly,
he can convince you to let you know I'm not selling to you.